AfterBuzzers, oh my gosh, we are getting close to the finale. Tonight we talk Carrie Underwood, Mother's Day, and we are at the top three. Do not go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You got to start with her.
I don't know how to dance the country.
They just sway. They just the candles.
Always coming in with a goodie.
Here we go.
Oh. Right now. Dancing with a beach bond tramp, and she's probably getting free.
Oh, you know the words. I love it.
It's so good.
I do, guys. Is it Carrie Underwood?
I love Carrie.
It's Carrie Knott.
She's the most successful idol.
Yes. I mean,
in case you didn't know,
I noticed
the
that.
Most successful
yeah.
idol.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson?
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
gotta be.
We'll get to it. Anyway.
We'll get there.
Alrighty, welcome everybody to the AfterBuzz for American Idol. My name is Kim Davey, and to my left here we have the one and only Mr. Joseph Capsch, editorial director of The Populist.
Hello.
Da-da-da.
And we have the beautiful, wonderful, very sweet Sarah Serio.
Hey guys.
Cute. So tonight, everyone, just before we get started, we want to remind you that you can all jump on the chat. Joseph's going to be managing that, so we want to hear your ideas, your thoughts, everything you want to talk about tonight, and we will be in there with you. We also have special segments tonight. We're going to talk about Judge's Corner. We're going to also look at the Blonde Top 3.
Yes. Mm,
definitely not us.
No, definitely not.
That would probably be a little more interesting, though, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, probably. And we've also got some great news on what's up next for Idol. We've got the American Idol live tour. We've got the home rallies coming up and the auditions for next season. So we'll be talking about all of that. But just let's just do overall thoughts of the evening. Miss Sarah, what did you think?
You know, I thought some people brought their A game, but people who I originally thought were my favorites kind of fell flat for me. So it wasn't that exciting, to be quite honest.
Dana.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I loved Carrie being there, absolutely, and what they did with the mom segment. Super cute, but I don't know. Some of the song choices could have been a little better.
Interesting. See, I really, really liked it. Obviously, last night we had two components. We had the Carrie Underwood influence and mentorship, and then we had the Mother's Day. And I just thought the whole story of the backstory of the mothers with the letter writing and the tears was beautiful.
No, I loved that. I'm talking about the performances, though. Like, to me, could have been better.
Okay.
Joseph.
Well, I'm actually wearing black because I'm in mourning.
Oh, see?
As you can see.
Oh, I am too. Well,
I'm not.
Gray.
I'm in mourning
over
Michael Woodard, although I will like to pat myself on the back because I did predict this top three.
You're
thank
so
you.
Clever.
Thank you.
But is it a good thank you? Because you would want Michael in it.
I wanted Michael. You know? But I loved how he handled it in his social media messages. Like, he's like, this is God's plan. There's another plan. And it probably is true. Like, I think that he'll be fine. I thought that this was going to, there's no surprise to me that these are the three. I love that they had a group number, but then it really shined a spotlight on how much work they have to do because Carrie Underwood next to, like, she, like, basically we watch her out sing them all on stage. There was definitely a big, I felt like a gap in sort of, you know, where the work they need to do.
Yeah, yeah. It just comes back to stage presence, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Truly. It's not necessarily the singing. It's actually just the interaction and the feeling and the connection. Yeah, I totally saw that as well. So, yeah, absolutely. Also, I really, well, as I said before, I really loved the Mother's Day. I think they've been doing these little segments really well. And the letter writing to the parents and having to actually, you know, give them to your mom and the tears. And that was sweet, I thought. Really nice.
It was.
Yeah, you liked it?
I liked it. I liked when Luke's mom surprised him.
Yeah. How many cuddles did she
get? I thought she was so cute.
It just went on and on.
Yeah. I liked all that. That was really good.
Yeah.
I'd cry, too, if I gave a letter to my mom. Let's be real.
Yeah. What's interesting, I don't know if I would. I know I would. Me and my mom aren't, like, we're close, super close, but we don't really do the emotion thing.
Yeah, so I feel like you'd be a crier. because you don't do it a lot. So when you actually have to, it would be a lot for you.
Okay. This is good insight. Yeah.
So just to give a shout out to Nicholas Tiedemann in our chat. Nicholas has been a faithful viewer. He wants, there's a lot to talk about. He wants us to say who we want to win, who we think is going to win, who you think will. So you need to stay tuned because we're going to do that, but not right now.
Absolutely. Carrie did smoke them in the group number.
And they agree.
Totally.
Yeah, and none of them triple moon cats, not so, but they're all pretty much singing the same tune. Yeah, it's a pretty predictable.
That's what I was saying. It just, like, it fell flat for me. I wanted someone to be like, wow. Like, I wanted it to be like, yes.
No. Again, don't agree.
Okay, well okay. Then let's just get into it
and talk about them. Let's start with one who didn't fall flat, and this is going to be debatable, and I reckon you feel the daggers coming from Joseph.
Oh, God, you always have to start with him.
No, Gabby, I'm going first tonight.
Oh, okay, good. I thought we were going to have to talk about Cade.
Dead. I thought she was too.
As soon as he left, I'm like, it takes them all. No, Cade's gone forever.
I know.
Anyway, Gabby Barrett. So the first song she sang was The Last Name by Carrie Underwood. She rocked that stage, and in the words of the judges, it was like perfection. So, do we debate that?
I just love, Joseph and I are like little mice on the side. We're like the judges you'd not want to have on Idol.
Gabby haters.
No, I'm not a Gabby hater.
And no, for those I'm people, not either.
I'm not hating. We're not bullying or anything. I'm not about that. It just really showed me, like Joseph said, having Carrie Underwood on that stage, literally next to Gabby, you could just tell. I know what I'm going to be getting in the comments. I know that she's not at that level. I know she doesn't have that experience. But still, like, if that's her dream and that's her goal, like, there was just a different caliber, and I wasn't getting it.
But you have to admit that even Carrie herself said to Gabby last night, you were so much better than I was at your stage.
Which she probably is, and I'll give her that. But like the judges said, I still really need her to find herself. Because the comparing of them, I just don't want her to have that for her career. Like, if I was a manager, I'm sorry, I'm random.
No, go
Joseph,
ahead.
Go!
No, go, continue.
I just really want her to find who she is. Can it be Carrie Underwood-esque? Absolutely. But I want the comparisons to stop for her behalf. Like, it will work for her, I feel like.
I think that it was funny when Luke and Lionel and Katie, like, contradicted each other, like, with them, but then acted like they were on the same page. Because Luke was basically like, I don't have anything that I could, like, do. I can't say anything to America following that performance. And then Katie was like, basically, like, I think that you should find yourself and you'll make it. And then one of them was like, oh, you're like Carrie Underwood incarnated. It's like, make up your mind. So she should be herself or she's Carrie incarnated.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh, we all agreed backstage we were going to be the hardest we've ever been. And then they contradict each other again. Yeah. They're like, well, we said fair. Yeah, we said fair. It was just like.
Let's be fair with that, though. I mean, they obviously, that was their plan backstage, but then they got out there and they were substantially.
I have a theory that I have to get out, though, and I'm sorry, because I really have to say, okay, so the insider industry sort of, like, bitter guy feels like the producers really put their finger on the scale. They wanted a girl. They were very clear about the fact that Idol has not had a female winner in many years. Mm-hmm. And they also know that a country-selling artist is their best bet at, like, earning back Idol cred for the show. And I felt like from the get-go, the finger was on the scale for Gabby. And so now, the way that I feel about it, they really pushed this thing that they wanted her to win, and because they keep saying, Carrie Underwood, the number one Idol. Here's the thing. Carrie Underwood is, like, the top-selling artist, technically, you know, in numbers. Kelly Clarkson, in my opinion, is by far the most successful Idol because of the pop culture sort of, she has permeated pop culture. I mean, obviously, I don't even think it's Kelly that wouldn't have come back to the show. I think it's more just an awkward thing to have her come back to the show. She came back for the you know, season series finale on Fox. But I really felt like they wanted a girl to win, and they know that Gabby's the best bet at earning cred back, like a successful artist. Mm-hmm. That's what this is all about.
Oh, I'm so naive and I'm so gullible. I just want to believe that.
I will give her the credit for us saying what we said about how Katie Turner acted around Nick Jonas, how Gabby acted around Carrie. Yeah, like, of course that's her idol, but I will give it to her. She was more like posed
composed.
Yeah.
I will say that Gabby, absolutely, for me, who has not been
a big fan
of hers throughout the season, when she did the I'm a huge Whitney Houston
fan. I wanted to know what you were going to think about.
No, she really did. That was when I was like, okay, this girl can really sing. And it was not even like a cheat, like that she was trying to be. It was just a Gabby Barrett, really stellar version of a Whitney Houston ballad. Mm-hmm. So I will absolutely say that was a really great performance.
And if anyone, she can definitely work the stage, right? She has the full package. Yeah,
and I do agree with you because Katie even was like, "Who? I didn't even recognize you on stage. Like, that's Gabby Barrett."
Yeah, she said, whoever you brought, bring more of that.
Well, I'm still here. So I feel like it is a front she kind of does put on. And I, like, do appreciate.
And that's what Rotor 13 is saying in the comments. Because he's saying, like, when she sang Whitney Houston, her accent completely left. So it's like
It was really nice to see her. And that song and how she sang it was amazing. Mm. So that's what we've been saying this whole time. We're not haters. We know what we're talking about.
We like to. Okay, and so we love Gabby. We're all in agreement for that.
Yes.
Yay. Finally, good. And Michael Woodard.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh, please, I hope that's a good thing. Because when he came out first last night to sing Kara's song, The Flat on the Floor, wow. Okay, I've never been that excited about him, but his straight hands out and his jumping.
Yeah, he's so unique. I think he's awesome. so unique.
And like how Lionel was like, I think I have your dance move down. And Lionel's signature dance
move.
He's so original and so special. And he's one of those guys that was on Idol and will go far for not winning.
Yeah, and Katie's like, there's no one like you. There's no one like you on planet Earth.
No, and it's a good thing.
I do think that Michael, it's just he's so lovable. Like, he's so genuine and likable, and he can belt. Like, what song or genre have they given this kid that he has not been able to,
always surprises me.
I don't remember a week night where it was like, oh, he had a weak night. Yeah, he didn't. No. But some of them did have, like, weaker nights. That's my opinion, absolutely. Anyway.
Yeah. And his second song as well, The Still I Rise. Amazing.
Him and his mom were so precious.
Yeah.
So cute. She's
and
so
on his
proud.
On his shirt, if you saw it, had an M and then it had a W.
Like his own line now. I'm like, yeah, oh, I'm by that. I love pink. It's gorgeous. Cool. Okay, so he did his best and I was impressed and that rhymes. Now we have to get to the one and only, and I'm very, very upset, and I feel like I keep seeing him everywhere since he's left my life.
She should just talk this whole, four minutes, or I just don't even have anything to say.
Dear Lord, what happened?
America got it right. That's what happened.
No, they made a mistake. And we need to undo it, which was the name of his song, and he didn't undo it. I think he did a great job. And he listened to what Kerry said. Kerry said he needs to tone it down and work with the...
Because he wanted to do the... She was like, I loved her face. She was like, maybe you're like on 10. She's like, you're on 10. Maybe you'll be like on like, I don't know, 7, 6 or 7.
Just while you're talking about her face, I found it very interesting. The whole time she was mentoring all of them, she never really seemed fully comfortable or fully enjoying herself. Did you notice that? She was very kind of like stand back.
It could have been all during that whole, because she was in hiding for so long.
I respectfully disagree. I actually think she was really endearing, and I think that she wanted very calm demeanor. I liked how she was calm. She didn't overdo it, and she just was kind of like... But I do think that her advice was just basically like teaching them how to like sing it how she would sing it.
Yeah.
Like I felt like that, like Nick Jonas to me had like was a better mentor because he and the couple who else mentored? That's how much I've like this is how memorable the season
is. They had like BB Rexha and like BB Rexha.
Who was the one that though like helped there was like the one mentor that made that one singer like actually come out of her shell. I forgot. Anyway, I'll think of it.
Is that the guy at the start?
Was it Kobe Calais? Did Kobe Calais?
Yeah, she did.
The girl who sang Kobe Calais, but like, who was the mentor that night? Anyway, I won't spend more time on it. I can't think of it.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, so you think... I just thought Carrie seemed quite reserved and a little bit shy. I don't know whether it was since the accident or...
I don't know. Maybe I...
I don't know. All this talk about the face. She looks beautiful and I don't see any difference.
I don't see anything either. You look great, Carrie.
She's beautiful.
If you're watching, Carrie, you look great.
We know we'd like to think they watch.
Yeah, right. But I also think maybe she thinks like Idol, like she probably didn't want to take away from their spotlight, so she just like kind of held back.
She's a superstar. She should fully go.
Kim, not to pour salt in your wound about Cade, but let me pause. let me tell you what Nicholas Tiedemann said. Oh my God, I'm sorry, but thank God Cade's out. America did it right.
Listen,
Nicholas, you're the smartest viewer of ours.
I agree.
No, Lord. Oh, dear Lord. Do you know what I think happened last night? You know how it's mainly the demographic of the older woman that really liked Cade?
Yeah.
What, do you think they all fell asleep?
No. Yes, or I don't think they could text or message fast enough to get the votes through.
I can't.
Jill. I'm not kidding for this series.
I will give you a positive sandwich and say Cade for his undo it. I think he did take Carrie's advice, so that was good. It was different for him, which I did appreciate, but then he went back to his other song and I was like, okay,
Simple Man.
And with Leonard Skinner,
yeah,
him, his moment with his mom was sweet. He had the ugly cry face, though, I must say.
Don't laugh at that. No, man, showing his emotions is beautiful.
No, I love it, don't get me wrong, but he was holding it back and his lip was going for, I was
wait,
sorry. Go to the corner.
Let me ask you legit, though. You really thought he was going to make the top three? Or you just were hoping?
I was absolutely hoping, and I actually thought he could because I want rock and roll to come back into this world.
The funniest
and
just thing.
Kim, I'm telling you, it still can, though. People don't have to win this. Like, your dream can still be alive.
True, true, absolutely. But I don't understand how you guys didn't see his X Factor and his... sex appeal and all his just package. Like, he was,
I don't like
awesome.
Long
I think
hair.
He'll be great to open for.
That's probably the problem.
He'll be great to open for, like, the Van Halen reunion tour. He'll be
stop,
great.
Stop.
I need we're some Cade fans up here because these two are just going to rip him to shreds.
Who else can we talk about?
Okay, we'll move on purely for you. So, Caleb B. Hutchinson.
Mm. You know, he's always. I've always liked him, but I will say, Caleb.
Yeah.
He's so small.
It
wasn't that great for me.
He wasn't the most memorable of the night.
Not
but,
at all.
But he is the only threat to Gabby, to Gabby's throne.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame.
To Gabby's coronation, because they've been laying the groundwork
for it
all. They
could be like twins or something.
They could something.
Yeah. But his Carrie Underwood song, not that great. Still love him. And his song with his mom, was he... I think I like his personality. Yes, he gives me his personality, so that's why I like him. I know who he is, I feel like.
Yeah.
You go, Joseph. I know
I just think Caleb, he's been solid all season, but he just didn't stick out last night. You know?
I was quite shocked that he actually made it through, just purely because last night, watching his first performance, he was just so boring to watch, and he wasn't engaged, and he wasn't connected. And then when you saw him with Carrie backstage doing the mentorship, you can see he's really faltering and his confidence is not quite there. I don't think he's ready for this yet.
I don't think he's a strong vocalist compared to the other ones. No, it's all in his personality. And I think
he's funny.
That's where he's outshining the others.
Yeah.
He's giving us that.
I think that the judge's advice, Katie had said to him that he wasn't bringing emotion to it. I think, like you just kind of said, Katie's critiques were spot on, and so was her. Mm. Oh my God, I love that she's
her
back.
Sheer outfit.
She looked gorgeous.
She did not look gorgeous.
Yes, she did.
She was wearing like a mermaid outfit with her belly sticking out.
I just love her with the dark hair. She looks so hot.
She looked like sheer. No,
she
it
looked
was
like
terrible.
I loved her dark hair.
It's more reminiscent of like when people would tune in just to see J-Lo's hair and outfits and makeup every week. Like, you didn't care.
I get J-Lo.
J-Lo didn't really have much to say in critiques except and it's. Was like, but people just tuned in to see her.
Yeah.
Katy Perry knows she needs to go back to the black.
Didn't you see how in an interview this week she said what to expect next season? Bigger hair, bigger, like she wants to be like really doing up the wardrobe and outfits.
But I will agree with you, Joseph. She has really proven me wrong in the sense of she does deserve to be there as a judge because I think her advice is really good.
Yeah. Spot on. And you know why? She's a California girl. She's grown up around this, so she's savvy.
Which is great for them, all the contestants.
Well, yeah, and considering she's been through what she has, I mean, she should be able to give good advice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Been there, done that. So just hold on, just finishing with Caleb. So his first song was So Small. Very boring and very small. Very small. And the second one, The Stars in Alabama, that got better. That definitely connected more, I think, because he was thinking about his
mama. That was his genre, so I think that's why it was better.
Yeah.
Still wasn't, like, his best, so I was a little shocked, but in the back of my mind, I was like, I know he's going through, you know?
I feel like I'm probably going to get, lynched for saying this, but, like, Idol's most successful artist, Carrie Underwood, as they said 70 times during the show. I feel like every song to me is like they all run together. It's mm-hmm. like, and she's been one of country's top artists, wins every award, bazillion awards. But her, I couldn't tell her, like, her songs apart.
The difference.
When they were singing, I was like, what are they singing? Like, I know, like, the one that we had in the beginning of the show, but it's just like, it's not my favorite genre. Mm. So, but I feel like all the songs sound the same.
Well, that's the thing. If you love that genre, you're going to love it. Suppose you could say the same about rock and roll. They all sound the same, but they're not when Kate's singing them.
Oh, gracious. We're plugging you. Kate, come on the show.
The one that surprised me the most to get through, but I totally get it. Miss Maddie Poppy. Wow. She made everybody cry.
Yeah.
Like, that was powerful.
She has proven me wrong too. I didn't really like her. I'm still not connecting with her though. She needs to give me more of her. But I will say that I Told You So, Carrie's song, I thought she did a very good job with that. And the song for her mom,
the Beach Boys song.
Beautiful.
What was
God Only Knows.
Yeah, God Only Knows. That was really great. And I finally saw her connect to a song, I feel like.
Yeah,
which I really appreciated. I'm happy she made it. I'll leave it there.
I think I would say about Gabby, the most...
Maddie,
I'm just, sorry. Just what did I say?
Gabby. Gabby and Maddie are very...
See? What I would say about Maddie, if it was like, you know, high school superlative, she to me is like the biggest transformation and the biggest, like, most improved... Like, not improved in that her voice needed to improve, but... Like, the whole way that you've seen her evolve through the season. Yeah. And I feel she has, like, the most wherewithal to make it in the industry. Like, she seems very comfortable when she's sitting across from artists and taking advice. And she's, like, to me, she could be the most successful. I don't think she will win, but I think that she really has what it takes to make it in this industry.
Which is so interesting because she constantly alludes to the fact that she lacks confidence. And, like, I just reading an article today, she's talking about she hasn't any clue what she's going to sing next week in the final because she always keeps thinking to herself, I'm probably not going to make it that far. So whereas Gabby knows exactly what she wants to sing.
You can tell that Gabby, like, knows she's gonna make it through. At the end, I like watched, everyone else is like shocked and she's just like,
oh yeah,
you know.
But so maybe Maddie deserved it, and Katie was just like crying, and then Luke was about bawling,
and her wig came unglued.
She was beautiful, and Luke was mentioning about how she really truly connects and tells a story, and that is key as a performer, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So Maddie,
I think she is very versatile. I do agree with Joseph; she has come along.
Hey, viewers, every time Kim says Cade, take a drink.
Oh my god, I love it. Yeah,
you'll be drunk. You'll be drunk in 10 minutes.
Turn it into a drinking game.
That'd be fun. We can definitely go see.
Yeah, Nicholas, Maddie does remind me of Sarah Bareilles too. I think I said that last
week. That's the kind of artist. That's the kind of artist. And there feels like there's room for
musicals,
that.
Musicals. Yeah.
But I mean, there's not, like, what is her last, like, Brave? When, how long ago was that?
Sarah, but she's got the musical Waitress.
She did all that score for
That was amazing. That's really good.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Tony's.
Josh Groban. I want to see. Speaking of Idol and Broadway, now that you brought it up, I want to see Kathy McPhee in Waitress. I've been seeing all her Instagram.
I loved her in a Smash.
Yes,
love Smash.
Love Smash.
I know.
When you feel
at least you can agree on that.
Cade.
She just said his name. What?
Well, you see, I put something in my drink before I started.
Has to be natural.
I know.
You said it enough. I can say it. I think it's okay.
Is it ever natural with Kim when she says
no?
No.
Teasing. Oh, I'm teasing. I love you.
Cool. So, okay. And then, so we just have to talk about the moment, which was the big reveal of the top three. Mm. So first through the door was Caleb.
It always is Caleb.
It is. Why? They say in no particular order, but it's like,
I don't know. I think, but it's all, I've noticed, it's always him.
It is.
Do you have anything to say about that, Joseph?
Well, no.
I just feel like maybe you had something like quirky or smart to say.
Oh, you can't put me on. I'm not a wind-up doll here. You're trying to put me on.
No.
She knows you can handle it. Well, okay. And then Gabby, and you reckon she always knows. I was feeling for her last night, though. You know when they were trying to announce the third one, and she's probably thinking, oh my gosh, please be Cade. Or maybe she was thinking, don't be Cade. Drink. Because how awkward would that be? I wonder what they were, their thoughts were if they were getting in the top three together. Like, how awkward would that be for their relationship? Who knows? So I wonder what she was truly thinking, whether she wanted him to be the third spot or not.
I mean, reckon? They're going to spend the whole tour together since everyone's going. So I think they'll be okay for like one last time.
A little more pressure off the relationship now that probably. They know. Mm. Yeah, okay. And so, and then third, Maddie. And she looked genuinely...
shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Animals. Which I appreciate.
Because she thought you're Michael. Humble.
Yeah.
I definitely think Cade was the last vote getter. I will say that. I think drink. He was fifth place.
Joseph said it, so you got to drink it like five times.
No, I think that it was very... I think Ryan was saying it. Truth be told, to be authentic, I fast-forwarded to like the performances and the critiques. So I didn't... Was Ryan saying that a lot, that it was close?
No, I don't think he ever said it.
Okay.
Just it wasn't like that one time when he was like, it was one.
Remember, because you were saying it was like very close, very close, very close.
No, he didn't. He just said in no particular order.
Okay.
I have to say that I think both Cade and Michael looked like very good sports.
They were. I will agree with you. They seemed.
Well, they get to tour. It's like they're gonna bank some coin this summer.
Yeah. That's
they probably already are in talks with like record companies, and so they're like, we're okay.
True story.
Yes. You never know what goes on behind the scenes.
You know what they should do with Michael if I was like a music agent? They should get team him up with some other younger African American and like reboot New Edition. Have like the remember New Edition with Bobby? You guys are looking at me because you're like too young.
New Edition?
New Edition with Bobby Brown.
No.
He was like the, oh God.
I'm sorry.
Showing your
age. And if it is enough, why do you? You don't know that song?
I don't, but I'm going to go with you.
Anyway, but New Edition back in the day was like the biggest like African-American boy band. Like they paved the way, and it was Bobby Brown. Before everything. But I feel like Michael could do that. Like they could team him up with some other.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see that too.
Yeah.
He's just so infectious.
Because he could be doing, like, the dance moves and, like, a boy band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I used to see him back in the day, Michael Jackson 5. Like, he could have been the...
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that era.
Yeah.
Totally. Speaking of things that we do know about, Joseph, would you like to just do this for us?
Tell us
a little bit about the podcast.
Want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos... Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was the American Idol panel that sent you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Check it out anytime. You're in bed, you're in the car. It's a great listen.
Jim, I actually listen to a lot of podcasts when I'm like in the gym.
Traffic. It's the best. Yeah. Listen to it. Check it out.
Hey, let's talk Judge's Corner for a second. Okay. I want to know the good, the bad, and the ugly from last night. I have to say, in opposite of you, Joseph, that Katie's outfit last night was tacky and not appropriate.
I wasn't so much focused on the outfit as much as like hair and she just looked hot.
Because did you notice Ryan Seacrest's obviously his mum was on there quite a bit last night, and there was a top that she was wearing in one part that had a few little like open bits, and after that segment he goes, mother, that's a very provocative top, and then Katie's like, what? This is provocative, and then she's like holding her stomach.
She's like,
the rest
I'll
of the
show
you
provocative.
Yeah, awkward. It's interesting.
I think Connie Seacrest is adorable, but was it just me, or was like, did somebody piss in Seacrest Cheerios yesterday? Because he was like very, like, didn't smile. He was very stoic.
I haven't heard that
like
expression.
Even when he was like sitting backstage and the thing, and they were talking, and he was like handing the microphone to Maddie. He usually is more smiley and bubbly, and I just felt like he was very downtrodden or something. He was a little off.
It's weird because I was actually thinking about him last night, and so far as he has so much to do on that show and so fast, like he's coming backstage and he's got to talk to them and he's got to come back on as a host. That job is amazing. Yeah. Auto cue, everything.
But I mean, he's the best. I thought Katie looked great. She reminded me of Cher. I'm loving Cher lately. And Luke.
Loving her lately? Like, she's never.
No, like, honestly, before I wasn't that big of a Cher person. I'm going to be very honest.
Like Cher is legendary, and she's one of the big. I love her. Do you ever follow her on social?
So
she is
know.
the. Oh, God. During the election, she was the one of the funniest on Twitter.
Really?
Oh, God. Yes.
I believe it. And then I love Luke with his mom. And then Lionel is just so sweet.
You know what we didn't get treated to? Are the judges going to perform? Because that is one thing I liked about the
maybe
last...
Maybe next point. Maybe in the
I feel
finale.
Like Katie, Lionel, and Luke need to perform next week.
I agree. Yeah. I would love to see that.
But just back to the judges for the mums for a second. Did you notice, like, most weeks, Katie's mum was in the audience. Mm-hmm. And then the week that it's the Mother's Day, she's the only one that's not there. Like, Lionel's
sister. Are you
sure
she wasn't there?
No, they didn't do a segment with her.
Rotor 13, maybe Ryan's tired. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, he does do a lot.
He's slightly busy back and forth all over.
No, she did a video. She did a video send-in.
Her mum?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how did I miss that?
Yeah, she did it.
Okay.
Because you were too busy focusing on Cade getting dumped.
He hadn't been dumped at that stage. Drink your beer.
Drink it.
Drink your beer. Hey, and also, random fact, but did you notice that the top three are all blonde? As we mentioned earlier.
And white.
I noticed they
in
were all
white. In case you didn't notice, white.
Blonde. Straight.
The whitest competition. Idol, hashtag idol so white.
We don't know.
Yeah.
What'd you just say?
It's weird, maybe they're not all straight. Don't know.
I didn't say straight.
I did. No, good point. I don't know.
I was just saying, you never know.
Oh, okay.
We know about Gabby. Yeah, the other two. Okay. But, yeah, all white. It's like typical American. What the world sees is all American. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
I wouldn't even get picked.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't American. Either, Joseph. Or maybe you would.
Maybe.
You'd
maybe.
Be the rarity.
Hey, and so then we've got lots of exciting things coming up with American Idol, though, and I think these are exciting. So we've got, they're advertising the auditions for the next season.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I love that noise.
So do I. It gets me really excited. But so we've got auditions happening, or the pre-req for the auditions, mm-hmm. so we're going for another season, so mm-hmm. they're obviously happy with this one. What are our thoughts, Mr. Idol Expert?
I think that, we discussed it last week. I think that it won the night again. So, you know what? It did. It won Sunday night again. So, you can't take that away from them. Listen, I have to say, I was no bigger of a critic when ABC announced this on Twitter with all the media people that had covered it. Like, why? And I truly thought it would be way big, like a big flop. So, it actually did pretty solid, but for broadcast TV today. But when you compare it to actually the original, the only thing that as a idol person who covered this from the get-go, there is a certain part of me that just feels like it just screws with the legacy of such a like legendary show. It just still should have stayed sleeping
dead.
For not forever, but a little longer. But here we are.
Yeah, and I will say, you know, I didn't think it was going to do well either. But it's coming back for a second season, which is always good for a show to come back and not get canceled. So bravo to you. But I do think it was a good legacy, like Joseph said. It was something that, because they made such a huge deal of it being the final season.
But that was Fox, and then ABC screwed them over. But here's the thing. That's why I'm saying about the Gabby thing. They really need this new idol on this edition to sell successful. Records and be successful. Mm. Because then it ceases to exist. Like, there's no reason for it to exist if they don't pump out a winner.
Because even as, like, they gradually, you know, Idol was becoming unpopular, but it was still happening. None of those people that won sold as many records as the people in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So they do need that. You're right.
Yeah.
So I see it. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, just as a pleb and watching it at home, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. So thank you, ABC. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Shout out. And so we've got the American Idol tour coming up. Now, Cade gets to feature in that, which is great. But also, so too does Journey and your favorite, Miss Katie Turner. So will you be going to make sure that you go to one of the million shows?
I actually will go to Idol Live.
Yay!
Yeah. I might actually be going to Taylor Swift, too, on Friday night.
Oh, cool.
Stop it.
Is there
can I come?
No, I'm actually in a plus one.
Oh, you are the plus one.
I am the plus one.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Well, we all know that Kim's going to try to go to the Idol
Absolutely.
Concert and get backstage.
No, it's fun. Everyone. I went to a couple of them. They're fun. It's a fun show. They really, and they really are like so happy to be there and making money and everything like that. You know,
but they've got, I don't know if you guys looked at the schedule, but it's from like July 11 till September 16. back to back every single night, a different city every day.
And I think it's so, I haven't looked at the list, but I will. Is it like small? I would imagine it's smaller venues. Mm-hmm. They're probably not playing. Yeah, it's more intimate tours, what they call it.
But great. And I think
it's the experience.
And exactly. And I love that Chris Allen. He's great. I love that Chris Allen is going. Hosting. So, yeah.
It's very cool. Hosting it, eh?
I thought he was
hosting.
What do you mean hosting?
Like he's comparing or hosting the evening.
Is this really? I thought he's touring with them.
No, well, he said he was hosting.
Oh.
I never heard of... Okay.
I've never heard of someone hosting a concert.
Like, emceeing it?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay. He'll probably sing some songs. So...
Definitely sing some songs. For sure.
We'll get to the bottom of this. This conspiracy.
Unless, like, the word used was hosting in the article I was reading. But... New Zealand brain, I don't know.
Yeah, I get it.
And then the other thing that's exciting, obviously, is next week is the finale. Two nights, not live this time. We've got Sunday and Monday. And one of them is actually going to be the rallies in their hometowns. One night will be their rallies. So that is so sweet. Someone like Maddie going back to Iowa, but you know.
Yeah, they did that every year.
Yeah, I know. But going back to Iowa, small little Iowa.
We're used to it. No, I know.
And they'll host the viewing parties from the hometowns. But wait, so does this mean that, and apologies that I'm not in the know. I was rushing here. I wanted to read about it. Are they going to then, it's not going to be an instant result? Are they going to get, to vote overnight and then Monday we learn the winner? Because that'll be better, actually.
I think one person will get eliminated on Sunday.
Okay.
And then it'll be two people on Monday.
Is that what they're going to do?
So live results that night. Wow. Okay. So Tuesday night will be... Caleb and Gabby. Yeah, are we at that part of the show
yet? Yeah, let's just do it. Who do you reckon? You reckon Caleb and Gabby?
The predictions. Predictions. Yeah. Okay.
We need to put money on this. I'm serious. I really want to make a bet.
Joseph's going to win. He's so accurate.
No, he's
smart.
Not. Let's get smarter. Go power. I reckon...
Thank God I was right. I was like hoping I hold on to some idol cred.
Gabby's going to win, but I think Maddie will somehow be up there as top two.
Gabby's going to win. And I think it's going to be Caleb and Gabby in the top two.
Okay. I reckon the girls.
Unless, caveat, if Maddie knocks it out of the park with some like huge, I don't know, like huge song from some major artist and everyone's like, oh my God, talking about it, maybe she could upset. She's the dark horse. She's the dark horse for sure.
Like us.
And not because she should be, because I actually would love to see... Wouldn't it be refreshing to see two girls battle out
and it would be different.
It would be an end to the white guy with the guitar syndrome. Cool. Yeah, so there would be at least one silver lining coming out of all of this.
Yeah,
for Maddie to win.
Yeah.
Out of the three that I'm given, Maddie, I would like for her to win. If we're putting a bet on it, I want to be accurate. I'll agree with y'all.
Maddie, Caleb, I think Maddie and Gabby. Yeah, Maddie would be amazing if she won, but I agree with Joseph that I don't think she'd sell the
But if it's Gabby and Maddie in the two, that would be really cool. And I would be happy even if Gabby probably
actually
won.
As I think about it, I don't think that a female versus female
season has
ever existed.
Well, that's different.
Been a
that's
guy good.
Unless I'm I think it's yeah. always been a guy up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would be a first.
Girl power. Let's put our money on that.
Because they didn't tip the scale towards.
Visualization.
Yeah, right.
Cute. Cool. Okay, so we all think Gabby will win. But Maddie, dark horse as she is. Blonde horse.
You never know.
That these episodes are actually going to be based... The performances are going to come into play here. Because always for the finale, remember, people that don't watch even every week religiously tune in for the finale.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it's fun and exciting.
And especially because like some celebrities, I'm assuming, will come, you know, bring their kids. Like, that's how it's always been.
Yeah.
And then the obligatory ABC actors that are...
That are
careers to come. There's the Blackish cast. Oh, and Roseanne Barr's here, too.
They just turned up.
Yeah.
Funny. And Sarah, darling, can you tell everyone all about how they can find us and comment and like and
Yes, guys. Post show? Please check us out on iTunes as much as we love you watching us on YouTube.
Stand corrected. Thank you so much, Jackson Tinsley. Fantasia and Diana DeGarmo was the only other female.
We'd love to see that again. But please, please check us out on iTunes. Give us 5 stars, AfterBuzz, all the other after shows. But American Idol especially, tune in to our iTunes. We'd love for you to listen on your drives, at home, in the sun. It'd be great.
Thank you, Sarah, darling. And that's all we've got time for this evening. So it's been super fun speaking with you all on the chat. Thank you so much if you've been chatting with us. My name is Kim Davey, and you can find me on all my social media at Kim Davey Live. And
I'm Joseph Capps. You can find me at Joseph Capps on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Follow both of them and me. Again, I'm Sarah Cirio, and you can check all my stuff out at S Cirio.
Woohoo! And we'll see you next week for the finale of American Idol. Catch you then. See ya.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.